Hello everyone and welcome back to English with Lucy. What a long time! So much has happened since I've been away. I basically went on a trip and then I got really, really ill and I just had to recover. I could hardly speak. If you follow me on Instagram, you will know about that. But I'm back today with a really highly requested grammar video. We're going to be talking about the difference between this, these, that, and those. It's a seriously important lesson. I hear people confuse these words all the time, and on almost every single Instagram post, somebody asks me to make at least a video about these and this. So hopefully that's going to be really, really useful for you. Before we get started, I'd just like to thank the sponsor of today's video. It's Lingoda with an extra special offer for you. Lingoda is an online language academy which employs native qualified teachers to deliver small group classes, private classes, or a perfect combination of the two. I've tried them out myself and I totally approve. I've got two special offers for you today, so you can choose which one you want. You can get 30% off all 3 month subscription packages with the code LUCY30OFF and 50% off all certificate courses with the code LUCY50OFF. With that last code, LUCY50OFF, you can get 6 months of English lessons for the price of 3 months, and you can go up an entire English level. All you have to do is click on the offer links in the description box and use the codes. Right, let's get on with the lesson. This, that, these, and those are demonstratives. We use this, that, these, and those, I have to get good at saying that, to point to people or things. This and that are singular, and these and those are plural. This, singular, and these, plural, refer to things that are close to the speaker, much like the word here. Here, this, these. On the other hand, that and those refer to things that are further away from the speaker, much like the word there. That, those, there. So this and these are here, that and those are there. This, these, here, that, those, there. Learn that and remember it in your head because at some point you might need to remember which one is which. Before we talk about the ins and outs, the fine details of this, that, these, and those, let's talk about the pronunciation of the words and how they differ from each other, because I know so many students struggle with the pronunciation, especially of this and these. That and those, completely different vowel sound. Ah, that. Oh, those. Those shouldn't be too difficult. Note that sometimes people might put a glottal stop at the end of that. Now that is amazing. See, that's naturally how I would say that is amazing. Those, make sure you're ending with a z sound. Don't end it with a s sound. So it's not those, which is actually quite hard to say. It's those. Those. Now, this and these. Well, firstly, the vowel sound is very similar, but it is different. With this, we have an I. It's a short vowel sound. These, we have E. It's a long vowel sound. The mouth shape is the same. I, E, I, E. We just elongate the vowel sound for these. And then the most important thing, in my opinion, is the phoneme at the end of the word. This, these. So this has a s sound and these has a z sound, like with those. I hear a lot of students say this, this. And I don't know if they're trying to say this or these. So make sure this, short I sound, ending in an S, is, this. These, long E sound, ending in a Z, these. This is like a combination of the two. It's not the end of the world, but you might miscommunicate a little. You might be referring to multiple things. You're trying to say these, which is a plural, but people will think you're trying to say one thing, this, because it's a singular. So just bear that in mind and practice a little at home. So we use this, that, these and those as determiners. For example, what's this book about? That door's unlocked. I really like those socks. We also use them as pronouns. This is lovely. That is a great achievement. You can take these home. But what are the rules? We use this and that with singular and uncountable nouns. Singular and uncountable nouns. This bread is stale. Stale means not fresh. And an uncountable example, please pass me that coffee. We use those and these with plural nouns. These shoes are yours. Those houses are for sale. Note! We tend to use this with words describing time and dates. For example, this morning I went on a run. Or, I'm going to Paris this week. We can use that with words describing time and date, but it's normally about something that was a long time ago that you're remembering, or something in the future that might or might not happen. For example, oh yes, the summer of 2012, that summer was a great summer. It happened a long time ago. Or, I wonder if I'll ever get married. That day would be great. Just a subtle hint there. Right, let's look at pronouns. We normally use this, that, these and those as pronouns to refer to things or ideas. For example, we're going for a Sunday roast first and then for a walk around the village. Are you happy with that? It means, are you happy with the idea of going for a roast first and then a walk? The whole thing is an idea at the moment. Are you happy with that idea? It sounds like a great idea to me. That is my dream Sunday. Or talking about music. Can you turn that down, please? I hate heavy metal. Or things, if I'm talking about someone's earrings. Those are beautiful. Those earrings are beautiful. We can also use this, that, those and these to refer to people when we want to identify ourselves or others, or we want to ask the identity of other people. For example, this is my brother George. Or, that's my mother over there. Or, hello, is that John? This is Lucy speaking. Is that John? Because he's far away. And this is Lucy because I am right here. I'm close to myself. In fact, I'm inside myself. Well, anyway, yes. So as I said at the beginning, we use this and these to refer to things that are here, and that and those to refer to things that are over there. Can I use this pen? I'll print this tomorrow. I got these done last week in San Francisco. It's true, it's an amazing colour, isn't it? Beckoning Begonia by Shellac. Back to English lessons. That and those. What's that over there? Those pictures we took yesterday were amazing. Ah, Seville, that's my favourite place. However, let's talk now about emotional distance. Sometimes there's not a real physical distance, there's an emotional distance. This is pretty advanced, so if you can conquer this, you can conquer anything. Remember, this isn't a 100% strict rule. It mostly depends on tone of voice, but just so that you understand it in general. We generally use this and these to refer to things that we feel positive about. To refer to things that we feel positive about, that we are pleased to be associated with, or we approve of. For example, I love these new hats that everyone seems to be wearing. I like the hats. I approve of the hats. I use these. I'm a simple woman. We use that and those to create a bit of distance, things that we might disapprove of, things that we don't like, things that we don't want to be associated with. Have you seen those awful shoes? Or what did that friend of yours say? I don't like the friend, so I'm saying that friend. Now let's discuss shared knowledge and new information. We sometimes use that instead of the to refer the listener to shared knowledge, things that we both know, often when we're explaining something or we're telling a story. So this is pretty informal. For example, you know that house down the road? It's getting demolished on Sunday. We both know about the house, it's shared knowledge. So I'm referring to it as that house down the road. I don't need to specify which one because my friend will know what I'm talking about. We sometimes use this instead of a or an to refer to something important or recent or to introduce a new thing or person into a story or conversation. For example, this random woman came into my garden last week. If I were to say that random woman, it would mean that we already know who that random woman is. It would be shared knowledge. Because it's this random woman, it's a new person. It's a new element of the conversation. So that is very informal. That's language that we use whilst having conversations with friends. What about formal writing? Because I guess a lot of you are doing exams. This will be important for you. So we use that and those in formal writing as substitutes for the one or the ones. For example, the best example is that given in the first paragraph. The best example is the one, the example, given in the first paragraph. Or the most successful experiments were those performed in dark conditions. The most successful experiments were the ones, the experiments, performed in dark conditions. It does make you sound ever so posh. Please note though, that we don't normally use that to refer to people or animals. It doesn't sound right. Have you seen my cat? The one with the orange fur. I wouldn't say that with the orange fur. We can, however, use those as a substitute for people and animals. The students did well in their exams. Those that got A's were presented with a certificate. Those referring to the students. That was a lot of information. I hope that this, that, these and those is a bit clearer to you. If you have to take one thing away from this lesson, I would say it's the pronunciation. Just remember that this doesn't exist. It's this or these. Just sorting out that last phoneme, s or z, it really will make your speaking a lot clearer. It does take a bit of practice. I do understand that perfectly well. Hispanic speakers, I know it's tough for you because you don't have that short I sound in your language. So your homework for today is to write 4 sentences in the comment section, one with this, one with that, one with those, one with these. And I encourage you all to look through everyone's comments and see if you can help out with any corrections. I always try and look at the comment sections, especially when I've just uploaded the video. So make sure you've clicked the notification bell because for like an hour after uploading, I will be on my computer, making sure everyone's happy, making sure that everyone likes the video, giving you the love hearts, giving you the comments. That's it for today's lesson. I hope you liked it. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have any recommendations for future lessons, please comment down below. I love hearing your recommendations. Don't forget to check out Lingoda. The offer links are in the description box along with the codes. And don't forget to connect with me on all of my social media. I've got my Facebook, I've got my Instagram, and I've got my Twitter. And I will see you soon for another lesson. Mwah!